Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Happy NHL Day. The
Thanks.
NHL is back today. I know lots of people are very excited. Some people are kind of bitter at the NHL, though, because of all their new sponsorships. Like, they sold ad space on the helmets.
Mm-hmm.
They also sponsored the divisions now. So the West Division is the Honda West Division. Some people are like, wow, that's Bush League, but...
Everybody is in a spot right now where they just need to bring in dollars, right?
Plus, the more sponsorships there are, the funnier the radio play-by-play broadcast is. All right, hockey fans, we're moments away from puck drop, which is brought to you by Arby's. Arby's, we have the meats. Now, before we get to the Sleep Country keys to the game, let's throw it to Stacey Cooper, who's down at the Heinrichs Jewelry Zamboni Gate for our first Nissan by the Glass report. Glass supplied by the Glass Doctor. The Glass Doctor, checking the pulse of your window since 1989. Stacey!
Thanks, Clayton. We have two of the highest scoring teams in the Honda West Division, which is good news for fans because today, of course, is Mountain Dew Monday. If any team scores more than five goals before the Planet Fitness second period, fans will get 2-for-1 Mountain Dews at participating 7-Elevens. Mountain Dew Monday is brought to you by Nutrien. That's right. Even the sponsorships have sponsorships.
Thanks, Stacey. Because of the many sponsors, we missed the Arby's puck drop. Arby's, we have the meats. Kostitsyn takes it through the Mr. Lube neutral zone. Mr. Lube, you're on your way. Kostitsyn to Hannon. Hannon loses it in his own end. That's our first Angie's Bakery turnover of the night. Angie's Bakery. Fritters. Half off on game days. Oh, offside on the play. Ref blew his whistle, which have been supplied by Keith's Whistle Shop on 17th Avenue. Keith's Whistles. Always a good decision. Stacey has Drew Doughty down at the Smith & Son Saltwater Taffy interview zone. Stacey, what's going on?
Thanks, Clayton. This interview brought to you by Dragon's Den Games in Louis VIII Mall, Dragon's Den Games. It's a haven for the imagination. The Sastel first question is brought to you by their new 5G network across
the... Oh, sorry, Stacey, going to have to cut you off there. Face-off in the Wireless Age face-off circle. The Wireless Age, your Sastel authorized dealer. Jensen flips it over the Glass Doctor Glass, which means they'll need a new puck. This new puck brought to you by Delta Hotels. Delta Hotel! And the period is over. Coming up on the Rainer Agency's first period intermission reports, we'll have the Furnace Guys Warrior of the Period, the Santa Lucia Pizza Satisfying Play, and of course the Coors Light Oopsie Blooper of the Game. Brought to you by new Coors Light Pineapple. Coors Light Pineapple. Taste the yellow.
So when you move houses, apartments, whatever, there are sometimes items that you take with you all the time and then you realize you don't really need them. I was doing some unpacking. Yes. We moved in August. I'm still unpacking stuff. Takes a while.
Yikes.
And it was the box of things that was from the front closet at our other place. And inside the box were obviously useful things. Not so useful that I hadn't unpacked them yet. But there was also a shoehorn. And I have realized that a shoehorn... I've never used it. I don't even think Sean has used it. We drag this shoehorn around from house to house for like the past, I don't know, 10 years, never using it. It's one of those like just in case items that I still can't wrap my head around.
The emergency shoehorn, In case of a shoe emergency, we have the shoehorn ready to go at all times.
In fairness, it doubles as a back scratcher, which can be handy if you are alone at home and need your back scratched. I guess.
Emergency shoehorn.
It's not even an emergency. If you can't get your shoe on, just cram your foot down there until it gets in.
Right? Wreck the back of that shoe.
Yes.
Like a normal person,
yes.
Right?
Or use your finger as a shoehorn and then hurt your finger in the process and wish that you had a shoehorn.
Yeah, like, does anyone use shoehorns anymore?
Probably, because you can still listen to this. This is ridiculous. Sean and I were going to Edmonton to visit some friends, and my friend's husband was like, hey, are you guys going to be stopping at IKEA? And I was like, well, probably, yeah, because we actually did need to go to IKEA. And he was like, can you pick me up 3 shoehorns? I am not...
What?
3 of them, first of all.
Yeah.
And apparently, according to him, IKEA has the best shoehorns.
Okay.
I was like, okay. You actually know who sells the best shoehorns? Why?
A lot to unpack here. First of all, no one needs 3 shoehorns. What? I need an upstairs shoehorn, a downstairs shoehorn, and an outside shoehorn. What?
I feel like maybe there was like an at-work one as well. I don't know. And then, yeah, IKEAs are like $2, very cheap. But apparently it was something about the length. that was good.
Okay. Like, going into a giant store like IKEA, like finding your way to the front, following the arrows, and then you'll have three shoehorns.
No, listen to this. We had a few things on our list to get as we, you know, made our way through IKEA, getting everything. Get to the tills. We're like, oh, crap, we forgot the shoehorns. Glance to my right in a huge crate right by the tills. 600 shoehorns, just right there.
Meant to be,
meant
hey?
To be.
Crocs, the shoes. I think we all
have that.
Glad
you clarified, because I was thinking of the reptile.
Yeah, we talk about crocodiles and alligators all the time here on Cruise
much.
Mornings. No, Crocs, the shoes. I think we all have that one friend who's obsessed with Crocs. Crocs sales through the roof right now.
They are doing still very, very well. Their stocks are worth tons right now.
More and more people are buying Crocs because of the pandemic, because more and more people aren't leaving their house, which means they don't have to worry about being seen in Crocs, because that's the big downfall when it comes to Crocs. Sure, they are the comfiest shoe on the planet. Sorry, white New Balance dad sneakers, but Crocs got you beat here.
And people don't want to admit that they love them, but they do.
Because they look ridiculous.
Do they, though?
Yes, they do.
I have to admit, like, maybe if you're wearing the neon green ones or something, but, like, what if you have a nice pair of black ones?
It's just, like, the holes and how wide they are. It's just a funny-looking clown shoe.
But they're just so comfy.
And you know what?
Quite honestly, I'm at that age right now where I don't give two you-know-whats about what people think that I wear.
Me too.
So I'm just like, you know what? If I want to wear Crocs, I'm going to wear Crocs.
I went to the grocery store yesterday in all gray. Gray shoes, gray sweatpants, gray bunny hug, gray toque. I looked like a piece of dryer lint. Like, that's what I'm going out as now, you know? I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, why not add some Crocs to the equation, hey? Like, the thing is, Crocs, they're like the Nickelback of shoes. Everyone claims to hate them, right?
Right, yep.
How come they're making so much money? How come they're so popular?
And how come everyone literally has a pair in their closet?
Exactly. No one wants to admit that they like Crocs, but deep down, just like Nickelback, you know you love them. We like to keep things pretty light here on the show, but sometimes we have to talk about the serious stuff. To those people who bring a speaker to public places or public areas, public walking paths, whatever. If you're bringing one of those little speakers and you're playing your music so loud that everyone else can hear it around you, Stop it. Okay. They're called headphones. They're not that expensive. Maybe try them out.
I feel like headphones in most cases would be less expensive than a speaker.
Right? Some of those speakers are very, very expensive.
And here's the other thing. If it is a cheap speaker, the music doesn't sound good coming from it.
But it's loud. That's the thing. People think that the louder the music is, the better the speaker. No!
False.
No! They just blast it. The bass is just, ugh. It's never a good song. It's never like CCR or Tom Petty or something. No, it's always Barbie Girl or the Hamster Dance or something like that.
You realize we sound like very old, cranky people right now.
I know, but I don't care because it needs to stop. I know that it's not just an old people problem. Like, old people aren't the only ones getting mad. Young people, just people in general get mad at that person.
Yeah, that's
walking
true.
Down the sidewalk with their speaker. I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world. Like, no, put on some headphones. And while we're at it, speakerphone people. Like, if you're at a restaurant and you decide to do the speakerphone thing,
yeah,
you're not that important. I hate to be the bearer of bad news here. Your phone call is not that important that everyone wants to hear it. You're not that interesting of a person.
Or
okay?
Those people that take their phone and instead of like holding it up to your ear and having a conversation, they hold it flat like out in front of them and they just stand there and they're like, no, Rebecca, you don't understand. That needs to be delivered before Friday or else the client's not going to get it. I don't know why I'm talking like that.
Whenever people do that, all I hear is, look how important I am, everyone. I'm holding my phone a little differently because I do business and business things. Things and global business and business. There's a site out there called twinstrangers.com.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the site, you upload a photo of yourself, and then they steal all your information. It's great. No, just kidding. What they do is they take this photo, they analyze it, and they show you other people who have uploaded their photo to this website that kind of look like you.
Your twin, your doppelganger.
Because they say that everyone has at least 6 doppelgangers out there in the world. That's the average, 6. So this site can possibly show you your six doppelgangers. Now, Stacy did it this morning.
Yeah.
Mixed results.
Two different pictures, because I did one picture with my glasses on.
Ooh, rookie move.
Which they instantly show you pictures of people with glasses on. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah, they were in glasses too, but that doesn't mean we're twins. And then I did a picture of me without my glasses, and I just have to say, total garbage.
What?
None of them really looked like me.
No one ever thinks that someone looks like them, though.
That is very true.
Right?
And I love picking out, like, I'll see somebody and be like, oh my God, that looks just like so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I'll mention to the person, I'm like, oh, you look so much like them. And you're right. A lot of times people are like, nah, I don't see it.
The thing is, like, I already know who I look like. I look like Daniel Sedin and Henrik Sedin.
You do.
And Travis Lule and every other redheaded athlete out there. Matt Bonner, Carson Wentz, Rocky Boyman. I can keep going and going if you want to.
Do redheaded gentlemen like almost always have beards? Because I feel like...
Yeah.
All the people you just listed, I do know that, like, for sure three or four of them have beards, right?
Well, all of us grew up watching that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer movie, and we saw Yukon Cornelius, one of the kings of the ginger community, and we're like, wow, we want to be like him, so that's why we all wanted to grow beards. No, that's not it, but actually, maybe. I was actually very much influenced by that movie, and he was my favorite character.
I want to be a friendly lumberjack.
Like, that's the thing I'm scared of. I'm scared of putting my photo on this website, and then, yeah, Yukon Cornelius or Chucky from Rugrats pops up, and it's like, there's your doppelganger. Congratulations. Because everyone thinks redheads look the same. We don't.
Okay? You don't. It's just that you have one very striking thing in common, and that is the color of your hair slash beard slash... I was going to say eyebrows, but you don't have any.
Family show here. I thought you were going to keep going along another route there. Family show. My favorite thing about Stacy and I's friendship, we can sit in silence for like 15 minutes, and then all of a sudden, one of us will just blurt out something super random. It'll lead to like a 20-minute debate. Today, we're just sitting in silence, doing our thing. Stacy's writing the news. I'm writing the sports. All of a sudden, Stacy, like quite loudly, I might add, is like, why isn't it colder? Out of nowhere. Like, 15 minutes of silence, and then all of a sudden, why isn't it colder? You're not wrong. Why isn't it colder?
Like, well, as the chief meteorologist here at Cruise FM, Clayton, you knew that was coming. Yeah. Come on. We talked about this back in the fall when Environment Canada gives their prediction for the upcoming winter. The Farmer's Almanac always gives their prediction as well. And both had said it's going to be nasty, horrible, cool, cold temperatures, lots of snow. Brace for it. It's going to be a nightmare.
It's going to be brutes.
Brutes. But so far, it has not been that brutal temperature wise. We did get an awful lot of snow in November, mm-hmm. which was a bit of a gong show for a while. But you know what? Things are wrapping up. The city's supposed to have all the snow removed by the middle of this month. Mm-hmm. And we've been dealing quite nicely with the winter. It's been absolutely lovely. But it's not going to last.
Every day I walk my dog, I bundle up because it's January. And then halfway through my walk, I'm like sweating buckets because I have four layers on and it's -4 outside. It's just so weird. There's always that debate that Saskatchewan people have. Would you rather have a super cold winter but no snow, or a lot of snow and pretty warm winter? And everyone's answer is always that first option, hey? I'm starting to think that second option isn't that bad, because we're living it right now and it's pretty good.
If our winters were always like they are right now, oh, sign me up. I'd be so down for that. Lots of wonderful white snow, but really decent temperatures that you can actually go out and enjoy that mm-hmm. snow and the outdoors. Yes, please.
Plus, you don't have to forget about plugging in your car. Like, that's a huge perk right now.
I've plugged my car in maybe 3 times this winter.
And you didn't have to do it because it's been so warm out. Like, I mm-hmm. plugged my car in 2 weeks ago just because I felt bad about not plugging in my car so
Here
far
you
this
go,
winter.
Little guy.
It just felt wrong not plugging in my car.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night.
tonight. You're dang right it is, Stompin' Tom. You're dang right it is. NHL hockey is back. Five games tonight. We got some good ones. We got Leafs versus Habs. We got Canucks versus Oilers. It's going to be a gooder tonight. And one of my favorite things about a new hockey season, a new baseball season, a new football season, a new whatever season, Stacey Cooper's predictions.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. You are a casual sports fan. It's not like you're a clueless sports fan where you have no idea what you're doing. Stacey, to give her credit, she knows your sports.
Thank you.
Kind of, sort of, ish. But maybe. Those are the sports predictions you want to follow. Because the people who think they know everything about sports, like the analytical people who are like, well, this team's defense is 60% better than this team when it's 5-on-5.
The armchair quarterbacks.
But then during the power play, they actually go down 37%. Yeah. So for that reason, I'm going to put them in third place in this division. No, don't listen to those people. They overthink it. Listen to people like Stacey, who know the game, but don't really know the game. I'm telling you, those are the predictions that work out the best.
I've based predictions before on color of uniforms.
Those are the ones that usually work out, though. And that's what's so frustrating for hardcore sports fans like myself. We bleed sports. And when we're wrong about it, and people who don't care about sports are right about it, drives us wild. Oh, it just drives us insane. So, sports predictions. The NHL season. Let's get some predictions. What players are going to go off the season? Who's going to win the Stanley Cup?
Is Sidney Crosby still playing?
Yes, Sidney Crosby still playing.
He's going to have a good year.
Okay, he always has a good year, but that's fine.
Young Taylor Hall, what about him? What's he been up to?
He's old now, but that's okay.
No, he isn't.
Yes, he is. He's like 31 years old.
What?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I feel like he's not going to have his best year.
You were just saying that he was going to have a good year.
No, I just asked what he was up to, besides aging. Let's see. How about those Vancouver Canucks?
Yeah, they got Braden Holtby in the offseason.
Okay.
Former Saskatoon Blade.
Nice.
Yeah. Who's going to win the Canadian division? Because that's the thing. Oh. There's the new divisions.
Thank you for asking an actual question.
So there's the Canadian division. Out of the seven Canadian teams, who's going to win the Canadian division?
Oilers, obviously. Dude, why would you even ask me that? Of course it's going to be the Oilers.
Three words for you. Go, Flames, go.
6-3 Cruise FM, great hits and the best rock ever. It's Tuesday morning, Stacey and Clayton.
It's Wednesday morning.
Yes, yep. As soon as I said that, I knew it was Wednesday.
Hey, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Okay. So, interesting news because we love coffee here in Canada. We drink a lot of it.
Yep.
We have a lot of Tim Hortons locations. We also have a lot of Starbucks locations, but Starbucks actually going to be closing 300 stores across Canada by the end of March.
Now, that seems like a lot until you realize there are a lot of Starbucks everywhere you look.
There definitely are. There have been, like, I've noticed a few here in Saskatoon closing, which it's the same as, like, there were a few 7-Elevens that shut down as well. You have to wonder, like, those kind of stores are always, they seem to always be busy. Why do they need to shut them down? There are, like, big business plans behind these decisions. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know what? Let's close that location down. Lots of plans behind it. Of course, all this restructuring is just because of the consumer habits during the COVID pandemic. Everything's changing. And so they are still going to be opening up drive-through locations, though. You know, so they're changing things around, getting rid of some standalone locations, but opening some drive-through ones. I do remember I visited Vancouver when I was, this was probably like back in 2006 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an intersection in Vancouver where there was a Starbucks on each corner. I am not joking.
Is that some kind of marketing ploy by them, or is that just...
I think back then it was just like Starbucks was huge. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted Starbucks coffee, and I think it was a bit of a cocky move, right? Like, hey, you know what? We're so good. We're going to open a location on every corner, and each one of them was busy.
That bothers me. That bothers me so much. Like, who out there is like, oh, I really want a coffee, but I don't want to cross the street?
But the thing is, everyone was so, like, they were all so busy that you would just try to go to the least busy location.
That would crazy. Almost be as infuriating because you're sitting there like, okay, that one's not as busy. Let's go over there. And then your timing's bad. So you got to wait at the crosswalk. And while you're waiting, 30 people go in line. And you're like, oh man, now we got to go back to the other one because that one's not as busy. The one we were originally at. You go, same thing happens. It's just back and forth. You've been there for 2.5 hours, haven't had a single coffee yet.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 on Cruise.